Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we are going to discuss the Aries solar eclipse happening on April 8th, 2024 at 19 degrees, 24 minutes of Aries. We're going to look at the deeper layers of meaning and understanding that are opening up for us during this new moon solar eclipse. We're also going to discuss more of the archetypes embedded into this particular astrological energy, including the prominence of Chiron in Aries and Eris in Aries. There's some interesting things here that might resonate with you, that might show you more of what you are understanding at a deeper core level of your being, as well as how to work with this energy going forward. Now, as I was preparing this information for you and looking at where to start, there's one thing that stands out very clearly and is quite important about this particular Aries solar eclipse, which is it is the only Aries solar eclipse in the cycle conjunct the North Node, working with the North Node in Aries. Back in April 2023, we had the Aries solar eclipse at 29 degrees, but the North Node was in Taurus. And then when we look ahead to 2025, which is when we have our next Aries solar eclipse, the North Node will be in Pisces. So this is the only time we're getting an Aries solar eclipse with the North Node, which is at 15 degrees of Aries, that is amplifying and activating something one time only for you to become more conscious of, more self-aware, to enhance and empower your self-identity. This is where you're opening up to something that you're looking to improve, to do better. You know, how you can be that next level version of yourself, how the Aries energy can take you forward. But as we're going to discuss, there's a lot more built into it than just that. It's not a simple Aries energy by any means, but I think it's important to call out, it is the only Aries solar eclipse conjunct the North Node in Aries in this cycle, which is rare in and of itself. The next eclipses working with that North Node in Aries won't be until 2042. So understand that this is something you're meant to really open up to within yourself that could, in fact, be quite front and center for you right now, especially in the Aries areas of your chart. So before I get too far along here in the information, you want to identify where you have 19 degrees of Aries in your chart. That's your natal chart by house placement, as this is where the energies are opening up and rebirthing something in your life. The North Node is at 15 degrees of Aries. And we do have quite the lineup of planets in Aries at this time. So during the eclipse, we'll have Venus, the North Node, Sun, Moon, Chiron, Mercury, and Eris all in Aries. Plus we have Mars conjunct Saturn in Pisces and Neptune in Pisces, which we will touch on because those are significant energies as well. And then we also have, but wait, there's more, the increasing influence of Jupiter conjunct Uranus in Taurus. So there's a lot happening in basically one corner of your chart. And this is interesting when you look at it from a collective perspective, which is that we all have this lineup of planets in Pisces, Aries, into the middle of Taurus that are highlighting areas of our lives, areas of ourselves that are undergoing deep, powerful change. And this can also bring about not only a focused concentration on these parts of our lives, but we can lack objectivity. We're not seeing the full picture. It's almost like we're so completely engrossed in what's in front of us that we're also detached or unaware of more pieces, more parts, more information that would also be important. So it's almost like the universe is giving each of us a very intense masterclass here on the Aries energies and the Pisces and Taurus energies. So know that this is happening for all of us, and you could kind of feel that, like everyone's in their own bubble, everyone's in their own world. Maybe there is more space or distance between people that you're feeling or sensing, and something about this is by cosmic design. We each have our own tasks and our own review process that's at hand here, and I'm going to go into more of that because we're each being given something insightful to heal and work with, but we aren't going to have the answers in the moment. And this is hard for that Aries energy that wants to go, wants to know, wants to get things moving and get this show on the road. But there is the energy here of sitting with yourself, sitting with who you are, how you're showing up, what you're choosing, what you're putting energy into, you know, really assessing what are my true intentions and what do I want to create? And this is important because while every astrological sign is creative, the Aries energy is when the match is ready to strike and create a new flame. And it's an initiation energy into the creation process. And what we create is based on our intention, based on what we want to manifest, how and where we want to direct that energy forward. And with an Aries solar eclipse being a new moon, it's when the sky is the darkest. It's when we are invited into ourselves to understand more of what is ready to come alive, what is ready to emerge and be birthed. And typically, all of that is very straightforward. And you could say that about any Aries solar eclipse. But this one is so different. And that's where it shows us some different layers and understandings of what's available to us. And as I say that, I'm getting the visual of a kaleidoscope and how as you shift the kaleidoscope and allow it to reflect different light, different colors, you see things differently. And this kaleidoscope is actually being deeply influenced by three other components here. And the first is Chiron, exactly conjunct the sun and moon at 19 degrees, 24 minutes of Aries. Additionally, we have Mercury retrograde in Aries, and Mercury is conjunct Eris at 24 degrees of Aries during this particular solar eclipse. So in addition to the sun and the moon doing their typical thing, we have Chiron, Mercury retrograde, and Eris providing more layers of depth and understanding to what you're ready to see in yourself. Now, this can be shadow work. This can be the parts of yourself that you don't like, you're not happy about. There can be undercurrents of shame or personal disappointment around something that you've been activating or traveling with that you realize is representing the unhealed part of yourself, which is, of course, the Chiron influence, where you're realizing, oh my goodness, I've really shown up as a wounded version of myself in this area of my life. Now, keep in mind, this could be internal. This could be something that you're just realizing that you've been animating internally or living from that unconscious programming that you didn't realize was so powerful or so strong. This Chiron energy can show us a spectrum of self-expressions. And keep in mind, Chiron has been here before, where this centaur in Greek mythology and the asteroid in astrology is actually the messenger here for you and is working through a process that started back in July 2023, although more specifically June 2023, as that's when Chiron first reached 19 degrees of Aries, stationed retrograde July 23rd, 2023. And was also there in August 2023. So that would have been a 3-month span when something was coming up to your conscious attention. Now with this eclipse, there is meant to be new insights, new revelations, new questions that you're ready to dive into that actually won't be completely understood or mastered until early 2025. And that's because Chiron is going to return to this 19 degrees of Aries in late December of this year, move forward and be done with 19 degrees of Aries the middle of February 2025, more specifically. So you're in the middle of a process here, and I offer that with the intention of helping you regulate expectations, moderate the energy, be kind to yourself, know that the information is going to keep coming through, it's going to keep coming up, and it's okay if perhaps what you're grasping in the moment continues to evolve and shift and look differently. But we're in the middle of a deeper healing process that Chiron is governing and guiding, and I also feel it as guarding. So the mythology of Chiron is quite important for understanding this eclipse energy. Chiron was a centaur who was orphaned and abandoned. He was cast aside, and that is why Chiron represents these themes in our charts, represents where we feel ostracized, bullied, scapegoated, where we feel pushed aside, basically where we don't feel like we belong. And of course, that can show up through real life experiences of being an orphan, being without a home, without a tribe, not knowing where you belong. Chiron was adopted by the god Apollo. And Apollo was known for being very wise and strong, being very educated, a teacher who introduced Chiron to more of the natural world, more of the beauty of life, more things to enjoy, as well as an education. And so it's important to note how Chiron was different than the other centaurs, who were more egoic, more aggressive and competitive, and who basically set a static quo of what it meant to be the best or successful. And when you look at this through a different lens, you could see how Chiron, as the orphan who was later adopted, took an alternative path. And this is a big theme here with Chiron. It's the alternative directions we take. It's where we are pushed out of that status quo, where we are not a part of the quote unquote norms, where we aren't a part of what we consider to be common or normal. And so Chiron represents where we have to basically remove ourselves from the majority to understand more of who we are on our own terms, on our own path, and in our own way. And this will be a theme coming up in the collective. More people will break away from what is typical. They are going to enter onto their own alternative path and perhaps understand, this doesn't work for me anymore, or this doesn't satisfy me. This isn't who I am. I want to do things differently. We're going to see a lot of these Chiron themes in the collective. And so unfortunately, that means we could see rising expressions of that bullying or where people feel ostracized. We could also see where people are owning their differences, owning their uniqueness. And in fact, perhaps it doesn't bother them anymore. Maybe there's deeper themes here around where you have felt like the black sheep or the scapegoat, and you've been working through them in a way that it no longer affects you at your core, and you realize that this is in fact a blessing, or this is something that you're meant to embrace and love about yourself. So the Chiron themes are going to be more prominent with this particular eclipse. So when Chiron was adopted by Apollo, Chiron was introduced to even more that he wouldn't normally come in contact with. He was exposed to more knowledge, more wisdom, more ways of understanding the natural world, the gifts available to him. And this was everything from music and the arts to, of course, healing medicines, the natural world. And this became his domain. Chiron lived on Mount Pelion in Greece, and he had his cave there. And this was where he created his own refuge, if you will, his own area of expertise, where he connected with the herbs, the roots, the leaves, the flowers, the plant medicine. He basically established himself as an expert in various healing modalities and was able to provide remedies. Chiron essentially opened and operated an apothecary and was able to use, over the years, his accumulated wisdom to offer people information and cures, to offer them medicine, solutions. And this was his ongoing gift to those who sought him out, to those who would seek where he was on the mountain, who would search for his cave, who wanted to find his remedies and understand what they needed to heal themselves and to improve whatever ailment was affecting them. So when we look at these themes in relation to the astrology, we're looking at some deeper questions within ourselves around, what is the cure that I need right now? What is the remedy or soul medicine that is going to help me heal parts of myself or parts of my self-identity that I've been working through, that I've been wanting to understand, perhaps struggling to understand? And what is now opening up to me that wasn't available before? And that's because astrology shows us the timing of the universe, the timing of events. This solar eclipse is opening you up to a new healing, a new understanding, a new revelation that you could not have arrived at previously. But it's also bringing up questions that, again, you might not have the answer right away. And that's also because of this Mercury retrograde conjunct Eris, which I'll get to in just a moment. And the fact that the Chiron healing journey is slow. Now, Chiron being meticulous and inquisitive would sit with information, would study it, would test it, would look to understand, is this truly effective? Is it effective for the long term or is it only for right now? So Chiron could also be showing you in this eclipse what you've become immune to, what no longer affects you, what no longer works. Now, of course, there can be pros and cons with that. It's almost like, okay, this no longer affects me, but it's also no longer the solution. I'm immune to that. I need more. I'm ready for more. And I feel like this plays into the bigger cosmic energy where we've been receiving so many blasts of solar flares, so many high vibrating neutrinos and new CMEs and all this new solar consciousness from the sun coming onto our planet, that it has elevated us. It has literally accelerated the planet. And in fact, that's something that scientists have documented, and they're saying, well, now the planet is moving faster than it ever has, and we might have to remove 1 second from the global calendar in order to keep pace with how the planet has accelerated in order to stay alignment with the calendar. So yes, our planet is moving faster. We are feeling those frequency shifts. Our cellular energy is vibrating faster. We are undergoing these big energy currents. And so, of course, the old would no longer work because we are becoming new versions of ourselves and we are seeking those new solutions, remedies, and insights that fit our new higher frequencies. And then something else I want to pull in here, because the Aries energy is about the self, it's also related to your body consciousness, to the blood running through your veins, to how you are embodying the energies of this time. And back in 2017, we also had a very powerful total solar eclipse that was on August 21st, 2017, which occurred at 28 degrees of Leo. And in the United States, it was called the Great American Eclipse. And now in 2024, this same eclipse is being called the Great American Eclipse. But what I want to highlight is that that last eclipse in 2017 was 7 years ago, and it takes the human body 7 years to experience full cellular renewal. And during this time period, we are renewing ourselves at a very deep core level from that particular August 2017 solar eclipse, and that might help you apply a timeline to understand what you are healing from, completing, clearing out, perhaps what was brought up to you, especially around 28 degrees of Leo in your chart, And that was a big activation of heart energies, of love, of recognition, of creative energies, of your inner child, of where you want to be recognized and how you feel proud of yourself. And perhaps there is a significant turnover that you're feeling. So understand that there's something here that really is inviting us into a new stage in our journey, a new way of understanding who we have come here to be on this planet in this lifetime. But going back to Chiron, there's things we also are healing through that could feel wildly vulnerable, bring up insecurities, perhaps show you more of where you are needing support from others. When we have strong Chiron, we can feel like something within us is a little bit crippled. It's a little bit damaged, and we need others to help reinforce us, to give us validation or to show us our strength. And so during strong Chiron transits, we seek others to help us with the healing process, with the healing journey. Now, with all this strong Aries, that could feel like an insecurity or a vulnerability where you're like, I don't want to ask for help. I don't want anyone else to know what I'm struggling through. I don't want them to see my vulnerability. And that can be something that actually works against the Aries energy, because the truth is we need other people. We need others to help us, to offer their wisdom, to show us a different perspective and to be objective. So this particular solar eclipse could show you where you have taken on too much on your own, where you thought you had to be overly independent and that you didn't know who to ask or how to ask. You weren't sure if it was okay to ask for help. But Chiron is saying yes. And so just as others would seek out Chiron on the mountain and in his cave for wisdom and remedies and understanding, this would be a time to look at, what do you need to seek out outside of yourself that actually would support you and empower you, even if a part of yourself, let's say a part of your ego, wants to do it alone or thinks you can handle it on your own. There's something here that is meant to soften you into yourself and almost listen to that quiet permission of reaching out and looking at how another could support you in some manner at this time. And again, because this cycle lasts into early February 2025, it could help to know you don't have to go it alone, whether that is a healer, a therapist, a guide, a mentor, someone who is assisting you in this new phase, in this new chapter. It will pay off. And in fact, it will probably bring you even more than you could have created or experienced on your own. And as I tune into this energy of Chiron as the centaur, I'm seeing him standing in a five-pointed star that is actually related to, I'm seeing it as Chinese medicine, as the five elements. So earth, air, water, fire, and spirit. And then the alchemy that happens when those elements are combined and worked with from a place of mastery. So if that resonates, perhaps something like traditional Chinese medicine or acupuncture or anything that shows you what has been deficient within you is also going to reveal what you need to strengthen. Now, in addition to this Chiron focus as our guide through this solar eclipse journey, we also have Mercury retrograde exactly conjunct Eris at 24 degrees of Aries in this chart. And that is quite a tumultuous energy, as Eris is represented by what we are struggling with, our internal strife and discord, anger, resentment, these very deep layers of reactions and responses that we've been holding and suppressing. Eris is located beyond Pluto. So think of her as the much deeper parts of our unconscious that actually remember every way we were wronged, everything that was used against us, the deeper layers of betrayal that can leave a significant cellular imprint, where we have anger from other lifetimes, where we remember everything that hurt us or created something that was damaging. And I know these are not the energies we want to consciously interact with or open up, but there's something we're really meant to understand, because Mercury, the messenger planet, is actually tuning you into a deeper story here around something you're ready to release. And how I'm seeing this play out is that even though Mercury is in communication with Eris and perhaps providing some very deep triggers, some very harmful or hurtful events that maybe you can't even logically understand, but you just feel it. You just feel it at your core. Mercury is actually in a very wise conversation with Chiron, and Mercury is wanting to assist in releasing what Eris has been holding and feeling. And so after Mercury is conjunct Eris, Mercury is then going to meet up with the Sun, and that occurs at 22 degrees of Aries on April 11th, where Mercury gives the Sun the information that he transmitted from Eris. The Sun provides warmth, higher wisdom, more knowledge around what that really means. And then Mercury travels behind the Sun and has his next conjunction with Chiron on April 15th, and that will be at 19 degrees, so at this solar eclipse point. And where Mercury is conjunct Chiron, Chiron is going to sit with that information. Chiron is going to think it through and wants to look at, what's the cure for this? How do we heal these deep levels of betrayal? How do we heal this anger? What is the cure? What is the cure? And that is something Chiron is going to keep bringing up for our conscious attention. It's going to be an ongoing inquiry that Chiron wants us to sit with and just perhaps consider the possibilities. Now, think of this Mercury retrograde in Aries doesn't want to sit still. So when Mercury goes to Chiron's cave with this information that he has accumulated from Eris and from the Sun, Mercury is pacing and moving around and is like, okay, Chiron, I'm going to give this to you, but I got to keep moving. I got to go back to the village. I got to go back down the mountain. So Mercury drops off this information that Chiron is sitting with, and Chiron goes into his apothecary to look at, what is the soul medicine that will heal this? And even though Chiron is in Aries, he's not rushed. He slows it down. He understands that there's things we have to test, we have to try. We go through different rounds of possibilities to get to the most satisfying remedy. And what's interesting is that the true cure isn't going to be known for a few years. And I know I just heard you groan when I said that, but that's because Chiron is working through this process, and Chiron will be conjunct Eris starting in May 2025. So in terms of a visual, I'm seeing this Chiron working with the information he has at hand right now, playing around with the different potentials and potions and mixtures that are available to him, but he won't be able to actively apply that remedy. Whether you want to think of it as an ointment, a potion, a lotion, whatever, he won't be able to actively start using it with Eris until their exact conjunction. And so this shows us that there is a lot going on internally that we are working with piece by piece. We're getting different parts of the story or different layers of understanding that we can't rush through. And that's hard for the Aries energies that just want to cut ties and move forward. But what we can also see here is that not only are we re-emerging into new versions of ourselves, which is what this solar eclipse wants you to do. It wants you to move towards the healing. It wants you to be a first responder to your own healing needs. It's interesting. I remember like 10 years ago, I did a podcast on that. Being a spiritual first responder. First responders go towards the emergency, go towards the issue, the trouble, the danger, the crisis, right? They go right towards it, fearless, strong. Let's take care of this. Let's address this. There's something that you are addressing that is requiring you to ramp up your courage to see it in yourself, but you're healing it across timelines and dimensions, and you're healing it in a way that isn't always evident in the moment, almost like it just keeps shifting, like going back to that kaleidoscope where the colors and the light keeps changing because it represents how that's all of you. That it's beyond just this self-identity in this lifetime. It's beyond what's on your driver's license. It's beyond your government name. It's more about, wow, it's all of my energy that I'm healing. I see this as like this beautiful string of energy that connects lifetimes of themes that we have the power to bust through and to move through and work with it in a way we haven't, at least with these higher frequencies. So these higher frequencies are allowing us to do deeper soul work and to complete and close out things that we weren't ready for before. Now, Mercury returns to Chiron and gives him information on April 15th. Mercury then will station direct on April 25th at 15 degrees, 59 minutes of Aries. And then we'll meet up with Chiron again, but this time at 20 degrees of Aries on May 5th. And that's going to help with an answer. That's when Chiron is like, I've got it. I know what to do right now. Here's the cure. Here's something that we can work with. Here is something that will be effective and will support whatever has opened up for you in the Aries areas of your chart. So essentially know that it is important to allow a process to unfold. And how can you self-regulate your body, your emotions, your expectations? How can you also allow your mind to settle and not get ramped up or not go off into potentials or possibilities? Because part of this energy wants you to be more in control of yourself and to know that the answers are arising from within, but they're not going to be as immediate as we'd like. But when they do arrive, it clicks and you're like, yes, I've got it. Finally, this makes sense. This is exactly what I was seeking. This is what I needed to understand. And it's what is connecting in these higher frequencies. Because remember, there's some things that you're now immune to. They aren't effective. It's not working. It isn't supporting you. It's very much a been there, tried that. It's not what I need anymore. So that's part of where we have to be gentle with ourselves, is that you are different in a way that maybe you don't logically understand, but energetically, there's this reconstruction that we've been moving through, and that then requires different approaches and solutions. Now, the other important influence during this eclipse is the strong lineup of planets in Pisces. And all of these planets in Aries are ruled by Mars. Mars is in Pisces, making a conjunction to Saturn in Pisces. And this is something that can feel like a full stop. And you're meant to really look at what you have been completing in a chapter of growth. And so with the strong influence here in Pisces, Neptune is very important because Neptune is the final dispositor. And that's going to be the case for a while. And that's why we're going to keep talking about what's ending, what's closing, what's releasing, because that's the cycle that we're in. And it's at a huge level in our energy. And the universe is saying, what are you no longer going to choose or animate going forward? What are you closing out for yourself? It served its purpose. It's been a part of your journey. What have you learned from that previous cycle that had its place, but now it needs to be complete? And so with this energy in Pisces, these are endings. And oftentimes there's a discomfort in the ending process because it's where we realize there's grief, there's sadness, there's loss. And as this Mars is conjunct Saturn in Pisces, all of that comes up to look at, to really own it and to say, wow, this was disappointing, or this was a letdown, or this didn't play out a certain way. And the assignment is to realistically work through those emotions, is to be very honest with yourself, as well as to acknowledge your responsibility in that, where you can't disassociate or you can't pawn it off on somebody else. You can't blame. Those would be the lower expressions of Pisces that go into victim consciousness. But with both Saturn and Neptune here, there's something you're meant to be very responsible around in regards to your energy, your choices, your actions, your behaviors, your emotions, all of it, all of it. And that's what's going to serve you going forward as well. Because it's by addressing those emotions and those feelings that you also clear them out. That's where the muddy water starts to run clearer. And so there's a filtering out here, which Mars doesn't choose and isn't comfortable with. And that's something you could be struggling with. If you're struggling with something from the past, if you're struggling with an ending, if there's something you've been pushing aside and you're like, I'm too busy, I'm not going to look at that, the universe is probably bringing it back around multiple times because that, in fact, is the very thing you're meant to look at, almost like sitting in the mud or sitting in the discomfort or sitting in those emotions is the only way through. The other way this energy shows up is that you understand what you have released, what you have filtered out, and what you've learned from it, because this is also a place of beautiful ascension, beautiful spiritual mastery, where you can see everything you've experienced, especially in the last 30 years, which relates to the last Saturn cycle, the last 30 years of your life has involved a full journey of Saturn through the zodiac wheel. And now this Saturn is closing out some things in a very significant way that's only going to increase over the next year or so. I did a separate podcast for you about the upcoming energies between Saturn and Neptune dancing together in the late degrees of Pisces. And this is where we're going to experience big endings that we've never had in our lifetime. Yes, Saturn has been in Pisces before, obviously every 28, 29 years, but this is the first time that Saturn is in Pisces with Neptune. And Neptune is the final dispositor, which means Neptune is reigning over the bigger energy cycle. Neptune has the final say, and Neptune is closing out things in a very significant way, which again can bring up sadness, grief, loss. But it's also where we learn. We learn what the energies have been showing us, where we have become more agile in letting go, in being in the flow, in understanding how everything is temporary. Everything comes in and comes out. The only thing we have is this moment, this breath. And so how are you living your life with that wisdom, with that knowledge? How are you honoring yourself in a way that acknowledges the ongoing transcendence of the human journey, like how we have to actively practice rising above and letting go and what that means and how that can be very complicated and messy at times, but also quite liberating and expansive. So this solar eclipse could show you more of who you are and where you're going next in your life based on what is closing out, based on endings. And it's interesting too, just to talk more about these Pisces themes, is that we also want to often brush past them, right? We don't want to go into grief. Don't talk about feeling sadness or melancholy. No, no, be positive. Let it go. It's going to all be all right. That doesn't work. That isn't a part of the truth of our human experience. And in fact, we live in cultures that don't honor grieving. They want you to be productive, get back to work, put on a happy face, Don't let people know you're going through something. And sure, all of that has its appropriate time and place, but this is a much bigger undercurrent of energy that is working with the collective. And this is where it would be very wise and loving of you to honor whatever you're moving through that is difficult and hard. You can reference Elizabeth Kubler-Ross's 5 stages of grief. You can do energy work, especially to move it through your body if emotions are stuck. There are some great ways to do that through tapping, EFT, emotional freedom technique, videos on YouTube. You can do it through breath work and Reiki. You can do it through many, many means, of course. But know that that is the energy right now. And if you're feeling that, you're right on time. And I hope this is actually a beautiful confirmation of anything you're feeling that the logical mind might not understand. Or perhaps you're feeling it in your body and you're looking for the reason why. You know, you're looking for that rational understanding of why is my body feeling sadness or heaviness. And that isn't always something we're meant to know in the moment. Rather, we're meant to trust that energy and how it wants to move through us, to honor it as an act of compassion and love for ourselves, that we are energetic beings and we're clearing out a lot. And it actually makes beautiful sense because in order to further integrate and embody these higher frequencies, we have to let go of the old. We have to allow chapters to be finished and parts of our previous experiences to move through in order to be rebirthed and to reemerge in a purer state. So this particular solar eclipse can be confusing. You could feel like you're stuck between timelines, like you're stuck in the past and you want to be in the future. But really all we have is the present. All we have is this present moment with your heart beating and the blood pumping through your veins and everything that you can simply accept about yourself in this moment. And so this is where we can actively work with Chiron as that guide, as that master, the one who is going to show you the best solutions in time, but know that it might not be right now. In fact, there's things that you could just be working through for the rest of this year, and you won't have a real true cure or feel fully healed until next March or April. And that's also when we have the next and final Aries solar eclipse, which is on March 29th, 2025. So I offer that with the intention of helping you be gentle and easy on yourself and know that for all the ways we want to rush through something, it's not the energy for that. It's rather being more receptive to yourself and listening to more of this. I'm seeing these cellular messages that could be coming through that actually have a lot of wisdom and insight for you to hear and honor. So this doesn't feel like the typical Aries energy, but that's also supporting our primal reprogramming because the Aries energy is connected to that root chakra, and you might find you have root chakra healing to do. That is the assignment. Like, wow, I've really got to look at these survival energies, or I've got to look at something I've been holding. Maybe it's trauma, abuse, something that was very severe that you've been holding. And Chiron wants you to trust that it's time to open up to that, open up to that story and understand that there is wisdom within everything, but it will need to be adaptable to the higher frequencies. So this particular Aries solar eclipse is actually more complicated than meets the eye. There are those deeper layers involved. There is more to understand and open up to, and also more to simply love and accept about yourself while being gentle, gentle with your own healing process, whatever that might be. And as with all eclipses, if you have any planets or points that are conjunct these astrological degrees, this is more personal for you. Whereas if you don't have any planets or points here, then it's something that you're feeling and you're sensing, but it isn't as significant for you. Now, I have a separate video for you on YouTube going through the astrology chart of the solar eclipse if you want to check that out. But I hope this information has provided even more for you to work with and understand as we move through this particular eclipse portal. As always, thank you so much for joining me. It is a joy to connect with you through these astrological energies. And I hope one message resonated or at least is supporting you through what is coming up at this time. You can find more of my current offerings and programs over at mollymccord.online. And as always, I'll be back every Monday and Wednesday for a new podcast episode. Wishing you a beautiful journey through this Aries solar eclipse portal, and I look forward to connecting with you again soon.